name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship, whether you are here in church, lovely to see you all this morning, or at home. It's good to have you with us. No notices of note this week, a quieter week after the excitement of last Sunday, but I do still have some banns to publish. I published the banns of marriage between Saul Long and Danielle Rebecca Marguerite Latto of both of this parish. These are for the second time of asking, if any of you know a reason why these persons may not marry each other, you are to declare it now.
As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of God's love, revealed in word and sacrament, let us call to mind our sins. Father, eternal giver of light and grace, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate faults. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past and lead us out from darkness towards children of light. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Let your merciful ears, O Lord, be open to the prayers of your humble servants, and that they may obtain their petitions, make them to ask such things as shall please you, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. The king ordered Joab and Abishai and Ittai, saying, "Deal gently for my sake with the young man Absalom," and all the people heard. When the king gave orders to all the commanders concerning Absalom, so the army went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was fought in the forest of Ephraim. The men of Israel were defeated there by the servants of David, and the slaughter there was great on that day, 20,000 men. The battle spread over the face of all the country, and the forest claimed more victims that day than the sword. Absalom happened to meet the servants of David. Absalom was riding on his mule, and the mule went under the thick branches of a great oak. His head caught fast in the oak, and he was left hanging between heaven and earth while the mule that was under him went on. And 10 young men, Joab's armor-bearers, surrounded Absalom and struck him and killed him. Then the Cushite came, and the Cushite said, "Good tidings for my lord the king, for the Lord has vindicated you this day, delivering you from the power of all who rose up against you." The king said to the Cushite, "Is it well with the young man, Absalom?" The Cushite answered, "May the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise up to do you harm be like that young man." The king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, he said, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would I had died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up to the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. This is the gospel of the Lord.
I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Oh, James, I am so disappointed in you, said his father. I'm sorry if you're called James, but we're eavesdropping on a scene between father and son. We don't know what James has done. But we do know that his father is disappointed. Oh, James, I am so disappointed in you. I reckon most of us, whether as a child or as a parent, have heard or spoken these words. Words that are usually accompanied by a heavy sigh, not spoken in anger, but in sadness. It's one of the facts of life that whether we like it or not, we are to a lesser or greater extent motivated by our relationship with our parents. Even the child who grows up separated from their parents imagines what they might be like and how they might please them. Even the child who grows up in an unhappy home will often promise themselves that the home they fashion for their partner and family will be nothing like the experience they have had. And those of us fortunate enough to have had a nurturing family home all pick up messages, often as children, spoken and unspoken, for good or for bad, that shape the people we are. Amongst them, those words with which I began, I am so disappointed in you. But why take this step into the world of therapy? Well, it's because I've been thinking of that first reading about the death of Absalom. It's a strange tale, at least when heard in isolation, so let me unpack it a little. Absalom was the third of King David's six sons, and they were all born to different parents, lest you should be puritanical about any of these things, a different mother, sorry. He was the third of David's six sons. He was stuck in the middle, and perhaps he felt he was lost or never got any attention. So though scripture describes Absalom as being a man of great beauty, his beauty veiled a streak of evil. He killed his brother Amnon, he was a usurper to the throne, and he seeks a confrontation with his father David. We can imagine along the way David saying, "Oh Absalom, I am so disappointed in you," his heart broken by the actions of his son. But eventually the confrontation between David's army and that of his sons takes place, as this morning's reading tells us, in the forest of Ephraim. David's army was too strong, and Absalom and the men of Israel retreat into the forest. Absalom comes to a great oak and is left hanging between heaven and earth as his mule rode on. It's an evocative picture. Remarkably, he survives, only to be found by his father's men surrounded and killed. In the verses that follow, we eventually hear of King David's response and of his lament as he hears of his son's death. "Would I have died instead of you," he says. And here the bond of love between father and son is made clear. A bond that says whatever the disappointment David felt, whatever the betrayal he suffered because of his son, he loved Absalom still and would have given up his life for him. This story, of course, has echoes for us. For as sons and daughters, we have in our lives sometimes taken the wrong path or made the wrong choice. And we've been thankful for a parent to show us love and support, whatever. And if we are lucky enough to be parents ourselves, we know that the bond of love we have with our children is beyond words. It's deeper than the mess and the muddle of life. It's a love that cherishes our children for who they are. Perhaps this story of Absalom and David was one that Jesus, that great storyteller, knew. Its message seeped into his teaching. Think of the story of the prodigal son, another story of betrayal and disappointment transformed by the bond of love between father and son. And remember how that story ends. The father lays on a banquet. And that brings me to the gospel for today and making some connections with the story of Absalom and David. I imagine, returning to the beginning, that there are times when Jesus is disappointed in us, disappointed by what we have said and done and left undone. I imagine we sometimes break his heart of love by our lack of love. Yet thank God this isn't the end of the story, because in and through him, a deeper bond between creator and created has been formed. A bond of love that cannot ever be broken, no matter how much we muck things up. And this bond is given substance in the bread and wine transformed, shared around this table. The bread broken here is, as Jesus memorably said, for the life of the world, a bread that we are invited to eat. And the hospitality of this table knows no bounds. There is no good behavior passport that needs to be stamped in order to be fed here, no credit to be accrued before payment. Instead, we come, broken and weary as we sometimes are, carrying our disappointments, and are welcomed by the Jesus who opens his arms to us, embraces us, and says, "I love you." In Jesus, we see a God who is not a manipulative parent who breathes disappointment over us. In Jesus, we see God's commitment to us, who invites us week by week to feed on him. For as Jesus said in our gospel, "Whoever comes to me will never be hungry." These powerful words remind us that his life at work in us sustains us in ways beyond the physical. We are not going to survive on the tiny piece of wafer bread you receive here. But yet this is life-imparting heavenly manna that we sang of in our first hymn. For through our welcome to this table, we are reminded that no matter how much we muck things up, no matter how disappointed our Creator might be in the ways we have failed to love, there remains a place where we are welcomed for who we are, with all our flaws and weaknesses. A table for all, where there is no need to compete, as perhaps Absalom felt the need to compete with his siblings to get his father's attention. Because here we all have a place. So come, dear friends, come to this table. Open your hands, open your heart, and remember there is nothing that can separate you from the bond of love between you and God. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and for the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Gracious God, we pray for Christians everywhere, that they may delight in the Lord. We pray for all people here today and at home, and for all churches throughout this diocese, that we may declare his gospel and show the love of God to those that we meet. We pray for people of this nation and throughout the world who cannot worship in freedom. We pray for this community of St. Mary and all its people. Now that the freedoms have been relaxed through coronavirus, we ask that this freedom is used sensibly and courteously. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. We hold before you the worldwide Anglican Communion, remembering today the Diocese of South India, for all bishops, clergy and people. We pray for this Diocese of Leeds, for Nicholas and Paul, our bishops. Lord, strengthen each one of us in the service of Christ, that those who confess your name may be united in your truth and live together in your love. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. We are all children of God, all born out of love. We pray today for anyone who, throughout this diocese, will be confirmed or baptized. Praying especially today for Henry Collin, Elliot Mark, and Alexander George, who will be baptized at noon today. May their relationship be not one of fear of the Lord, but of rejoicing and of love. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. We give thanks for all those who are leading summer holiday clubs and any kind of activity for children throughout the school holidays. We ask that you will bless all those who participate with a sense of freedom, relaxation and refreshment. We pray that the holiday time is a time for all to recharge batteries, rekindle friendships, and revisit places missed throughout the last 18 months. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Lord, please bless all our relationships, those with family and friends, that we might live peaceably with all. We are sorry for those times when we have used your name in vain or denied your love, making you disappointed in us. We give thanks for all those whom you have given, our neighbours and our friends, those at home and those we sit next to in church today. We pray for the residents of Barrowby Drive, for all those who live, work and visit there. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. The Lord is near the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. We pray for the sick, the dying and the bereaved. We hold before you anyone who today will receive life-changing news. For those for whom this day will be their last. And for those who are hurting due to pain or injury. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind or spirit. And from this community we pray especially for Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, Ginny Campone, Tom Heafy, Donald Townsley, Alan and Mavis Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, and Jeffrey Lidster, together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown and Jennifer Mode. Give them courage and hope in their troubles and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Hear us as we remember all those who have died in the faith of Christ. Praying for Denise Hobson, who has recently died. And remembering on the anniversary of their death, Felicity Townsley and Kelly Tahaney. According to your promises, grant us with them a share in your eternal kingdom. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. Rejoicing in the fellowship of Blessed Mary and all the saints, we commend ourselves and all Christian people to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We are the body of Christ. By the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to set before you, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to set before you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us the cup of salvation. Blessed be God forever. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth. For by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again, you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and singing. God, you are the most holy one, enthroned in splendor and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Facing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory. He gave up himself for us all. He took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. We recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption. Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight. With favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high.
Amen.
gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Blessed Mary and all your saints at the table in your kingdom where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gates of mercy should stand open for those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we who follow the path of your will may never wander from the way of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.